This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Amendments to tighten the bail laws have been passed in Parliament. The opposition leader criticizes the central bank's review of Barbados's economy. Political scientist Christina Hines says the Democratic Labour Party needs to take major steps in order to be taken more seriously in Barbados. The Venezuelan defense minister describes protest action after election as a coup. And Israel claims to kill Hezbollah senior commander in a Beirut strike. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Parliament has passed a bill to amend the Bail Act, which previously allowed bail for people charged with murder or firearm offences. The emergency amendment was debated in Parliament yesterday after concerns over the spike in homicides so far this year. Attorney General Dale Marshall asked that one clause be changed to ensure the swift enactment of the bill.
I beg to move that we amend this part by deleting Clause 29. I explain to the Chamber, Clause 29 provides that the Act shall come into operation on a date to be fixed by proclamation. When once you adopt that approach, there's usually going to be some lag in terms of when it actually comes into force. Gazetting, however, means that as soon as it is gazetted, it becomes law. And therefore, given the urgency, it is better that we delete Clause 29. And as long as that clause is not there, it will come into force upon gazetting. And therefore, we will see the Act coming into force without the need for any further action and in a far quicker way than if we have to go to the proclamation stage.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. Meantime, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley defended the Bail Act. During her debate, Ms. Motley explained that the bill guides the court in evaluating whether a defendant is a safety risk. She stated that the bill aims to provide a more comprehensive approach to assessing defendants.
Do you know that this bill gives the court even further guidance and restricts their discretion, but does not remove it with respect to what they may consider for each of those five limbs? Do they have a firearms conviction or charge? Do they have a previous murder, manslaughter conviction? The prevalence of a particular type of offense, kidnapping, anything so that this is a body that accustomed treating in a certain way. Any evidence that they, Mr. Speaker, of a threat of violence, not actual violence, you know, threat of violence to somebody else.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne has criticized the review of Barbados' economy delivered by Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge, describing it as a casual report inundated with statistics that lacked proof of any real growth in the country. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Mr. Thorne also chided the investments made to the Cricket World Cup and expressed concern over the governor's reporting on tourist arrivals from the UK market.
Dr. Greenidge's report reflected two main characteristics. One, it sounded casual, and two, it was overrun with statistics without any real proof of social and economic prosperity. We're not beguiled by that friendly casualness of the report, and this is why we say that. We believe that the dismal failure of the T20 World Cup reflects the general underperformance of the economy and vindicates our earlier position that the $50 million loan was a matter of financial recklessness. Also, we do not understand how the governor could have spoken with such casual optimism about reduced tourist arrivals from Britain as our main source market. That becomes a matter of grave concern.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Political scientist Dr. Christina Hines believes a lot of work needs to be done to restore the Democratic Labour Party's image if it's seeking to be a serious political party in Barbados. Dr. Hines was responding to a caller's comments on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program a day after the DLP's first vice president, Michael Lashley, summoned members of the party to a meeting to discuss the way forward.
It is clear that the Democratic Labour Party needs to come together, as Mr. Lashley has indicated. The response from the acting general secretary and acting president may make some people raise an eyebrow, because if he is trying to raise unity and to increase cohesion and create a level of peace within the party, one would think that this would be something that is welcomed. So this response and some of the other things that I have seen in the media indicate that there is still a lot of work to be done to iron out the issues inside of the Democratic Labour Party.
Political scientist Dr. Christina Hines. The result of an ongoing study from experts on Barbados's renewable energy grid has allowed government to identify key areas on the island to set up battery storage systems and to address issues of congestion and power instability. This was revealed by Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, during the closing of a three-day procurement design workshop in Warrens. Ms. Cummins gave an update to individuals and businesses waiting for their grid storage license.
We now are in a position where, on the basis of their guidance and their very extensive technical work, which is still needed, you still have some more work to be done to finalize it. But based on the work that they have already done, we can now identify where across the country we need to deploy battery energy storage systems in order to relieve congestion, in order to be able to minimize that thing which most Barbadians are worried about, blackout, having instability on the grid and having challenges with maintaining stability of power.
She highlighted the benefits of the study to investors.
In terms of the ambitions of ordinary Barbadians to become investors themselves in solar projects, in wind projects, where possibly in the country would it make most sense for me to become an investor based on what is already being represented in terms of congestion? So that level of detailed work has been done and is ongoing by this team, and the battery energy storage systems will be deployed to be able to address the licenses that have already been issued and those that are standing in the queue.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. Four competitors will be heading to Lyon, France, to represent Barbados at the WorldSkills 2024 competition in September. The announcement of the Barbados team was made yesterday during a news briefing at the Technical and Vocational Education and Training, or TVET Council, in Hastings, Christchurch. The country will be represented across four areas, and competitors will be joined by an expert in their respective field, along with other officials. The competitors are Nathan Daniel, competing in automobile technology, Holly Ann Bailey in car painting, Mariah Hill in cooking, and Sadia Shepherd Jones in restaurant service. Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Sandra Husband, spoke to the importance of the World Skills Competition.
The benefit of World Skills Competition is to bring to the awareness of our Barbadian talent the quality that must be maintained in order to be a global actor, delivering in the areas of hospitality, mechanics, auto skills, cosmetology, IT. The higher quality that is delivered improves the quality of life of every Barbadian, as you're able to offer value in the services which you offer, and it makes the customer's spend on these services worthwhile, and it produces satisfaction in their lives. Good quality service is an act of enrichment of others.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Sandra Husbands. The Venezuelan Defense Minister has described anti-government protests which erupted after the election results were announced as a coup. People took to the streets across cities and towns in Venezuela on Monday to protest after the government-dominated electoral authority had declared President Nicolas Maduro the winner of the election. Two leading NGOs in Venezuela have said that there have been several deaths and dozens of people injured. As people gathered for fresh protest rallies, General Vladimir Padrino read a statement saying that President Nicolas Maduro had the absolute loyalty and unconditional support of armed forces. Here's our Tahir Bubulia reporting from Venezuela.
The reality is that there are very small groups of concentrated protests around Caracas, but in other parts of Venezuela as well. But they are not so violent as being portrayed. Obviously, the police are on the streets dealing with the situation and the military as well tomorrow to catch our flights. But the latest from Caracas, Venezuela, is that Maduro, in his swearing-in speech as well, would have indicated that he is the duly elected president, and they have gotten the confirmation from the Electoral Commission here in Venezuela that it was a duly contested election. Tahir Bubulia, live from Caracas, Venezuela, reporting for Starcom Network News.
And finally, Israel's military claimed it killed Hezbollah's most senior commander in last night's airstrike on Beirut. This in retaliation for a cross-border rocket attack that killed 12 youngsters 4 days ago, which it blamed on the Lebanese armed group. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said the strike killed Fuad Shakur, who, according to him, has the blood of many Israelis on his hands. There was no immediate response from Hezbollah. Recapping the headlines. Amendments to tighten the bail laws have been passed in Parliament. The opposition leader criticizes the central bank's review of Barbados' economy. Political scientist Dr. Christina Hines says that the Democratic Labour Party needs to take major steps to be taken more seriously in Barbados. The Venezuelan defense minister describes protest actions after the election as a coup. And Israel claims to kill Hezbollah's senior commander in the Beirut strike. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.